Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Why am I out of breath? I walked from over there. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
That's the best yet, Los Angeles. Coming to you from the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in L.A. on Tuesday, January 21st, 2014, Wolf of Wall Street Fighter. Saturday, Sweet Home San Diego. I'm doing Doug Loves Movies at 420 at the American Comedy Company. Bring your name tags down to that crazy basement of a comedy club. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies at Jean-Luc Godouche. tweeted about the movie Her. My favorite part of Her, when he 0110010 all over her 10011010. This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Los Angeles, that includes you guys. Next Monday is the first ever Getting Doug with High live at Largo. I'll be joined on stage by 5 special guests, and we are gonna smoke! Yeah. Out of a vaporizer. Largo-LA.com, and be sure to use the discount code GETDUG for $20 tickets. Yeah, you got to use a discount code to get it down to 20. Jesus. It's going to be really cool. I've got 5 amazing guests, and we're all going to sit on stage and get as high as we possibly can. And to purchase Doug Loves Movie shirts or the brand new shirt in honor of last Sunday, the Pack-A-Bowl shirt, go to DougLovesShirts.com. It's really a thing. You'll see. Let's look at the prize bag. I'm very excited about this prize bag because it's got some stuff in it that's probably pretty misleading about who's here tonight. We got an album from Anchorman 2. The soundtrack. It's probably got Afternoon Delight on there. And some really cool things. You guys are going to love this. A sticker that says, I Heart Girl Farts, that I was handed in Las Vegas. iTunes gift card. The souvenir cup that I got for having a 7-Up, because it's Sober January, when I went to see Michael Jackson 1 Cirque du Soleil at Mandalay Bay. I rinsed it out and everything. It's It's a nice cup. There's a Douglas movie shirt and some books we'll talk about in a second. And, a Twinkie. Because somebody at my show in Vegas, their name tag was a box of Twinkies. I learned an interesting thing. When somebody gives me a box of Twinkies, I'll eat a box of Twinkies. Like, I was able to save one for the prize bag. I finally had a reason to stop eating them. Well, I do have to have stuff for the prize bag. Oh, and a Sharpie, because I always, whenever I do gigs and I sign stuff after the shows, I come home with extra Sharpies. So I might as well pay them forward. And there's more. Please welcome to the stage Rich Sommer, Ben Schwartz, and Rob Ubel.
Hello.
This crowd, man, I love them.
That's Rob Ubel, everybody, and he...
Thank you, Doug.
He brought this Anchorman 2 album. So what'd you have to do with that?
Nothing. That was a Christmas gift, and I'm re-gifting that.
Very nice.
I will not be listening. But it is a great album. There's a lot of good music in that movie. I don't know why I'm selling the gift.
It has a mustache on it.
There's some Earth, Wind, and Fire.
This is good stuff. This is good, Doug.
Let's slow the podcast.
Listen
way
to Doug reading the songs, song titles on an album.
Listeners on your podcast, just fast forward, fast forward, fast forward. Keep fast forwarding.
And we're back. Ben Schwartz is here, you guys.
Hey.
Boom. Oh, woo,
woo. How are you, Doug?
Is there a release date for Amazing Spider-Man 2?
Amazing Spider-Man 2 is coming out soon. It stars me. I'm very excited. Me and Mark Webb really knocked out of the park this time. All the questions you have from Spider-Man 1, like nothing, are going to be answered in Spider-Man 2. And there'll be a new Green Goblin, I'm sure, by a small little white guy.
Maybe you'll come join us for the interruption of that in the summertime.
We did the original Spider-Man interruption. Mm-hmm. That was really fun.
Yeah, and we just made the booking tonight. You're going to be joining me for Thor: The Dark World tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Family sold out already, you guys.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry about that.
And I guess all my interruptions are exclusively Marvel films now. Oh, Spider-Man 2 probably wasn't. I'll see you guys soon. It was really nice to be here.
And you brought these cute little books again.
Yeah, those are my... Every time I come, I have stacks of these in my house. I wrote these books like 5 years ago, and I have a lot of extra, guys, called Breaking Bad News of Baby Animals, and then it's called Grandma's Dead, Breaking Bad News of Baby Animals, and then Maybe Your Leg Will Grow Back, Looking on the Bright Side with Baby Animals.
They haven't called you saying, like, we ran out of the bookstore. Bring your extra pile.
Bring my extra ones. But yeah, Barnes & Noble, Coconuts Records calls me a lot. The Wiz calls me a lot. A lot of these guys really are into those books. It did really well when they came out. Now nobody, I think they took them off the shelves.
And Rich Sommer is here, everybody.
Woo! Yeah, yeah, woo! Yeah. Woo. Come on.
What did you bring for the... bag. It's too big for the bag.
It is too big. I brought the Walking Dead board game. Signed.
We all signed it.
Signed by four of the stars of the show, Doug Benson, Rob Ubel, Ben Schwartz, and Rich Sommer.
How did you get those guys to sign it?
I sent it off to Atlanta.
Smart.
And they did it.
If those actors knew that we were signing their game, would they be pissed?
I don't know if they know there's a game of their show.
That's the worst part about it.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, the one that would get pissed isn't even on. Merle's not even in this game.
No, he gets pissed about everything, that guy.
The little kid's like, oh, fuck, there's a board game? Did y'all make money?
Carl! So, that's the only Sheriff Rick I can do is just, Carl! Have you guys done any movies lately?
Have we done any movies?
I looked at your IMDb's. Let's see. Rob Ubel is in something called Barely Lethal. Oh, yeah. What's that about?
That's with Samuel Jackson and Jessica Alba, but the star of the movie is that girl from True Grit, Hailee Steinfeld.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's like an action movie with her, and like she's a... do you want me to explain the movie? No, I'm not going to do that.
Do you have action scenes in
that
it?
That was plenty of answers.
I don't. I have comedy scenes. I wanted action scenes.
Hell yeah.
I wanted
but
that.
Yeah, I'm in. That's just from those people that are involved. I'm in. Who directed it?
The guy, I don't remember.
Sorry.
Oh.
Didn't mean to come at you with a gotcha question.
Edit that part out. Please, I'll give you $1,000.
No, we'll just, we'll find out who
it
was.
His name's Kyle. His first name is Kyle.
Kyle?
And his last name, Yuval?
Kyle.
Oh, Bane. Bane is the director.
Podcast.
Oh.
But I also did that movie with Jean-Claude Van Damme that's coming out.
Did you have action scenes?
Is that called A Better You?
No, it's called Welcome to the Jungle. I'm serious. It's Jean-Claude Van Damme in a comedy movie.
But what's A Better You?
That's Walsh's movie.
Oh, okay.
Matt Walsh shot a movie.
Nice.
We're just going down each other's IMDb.
But is it you? Is it you?
No, or just yours.
Is it you and Jean-Claude Van Damme?
It's me, Kristen Schaal, Adam Brody.
This is the best movie of all time.
Dennis Haysbert, and Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Sure, oh my sure. God.
You're in good hands.
Look at the premise of that. Premise could be anything in the universe.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's Jean-Claude Van Damme is fucking awesome.
Oh, it's amazing.
And there's a scene where I get kicked in the face by him. And he, let's start the fucking thing. We gotta.
What's happening? Because I'm gonna go way off track. People were loving that.
Okay. Well, I don't want to get the podcast off track, but he was like, "Don't move. Don't move. You don't have to do anything. I know how far. I'm not going to hit you." And I was like, "All right, just please, please don't hit me."
Amazing.
I'm just asking you as a friend. Don't kick me in the face. No. And my character's name is Phil, so he always called me Phil. 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 JCVD. It's JCVD. I got this.
He says that?
Yeah.
He says JCVD?
He wears a baseball hat that says JCVD.
Oh, my God.
He's the best. He is the best.
Is there a making of on the DVD? I just want to see the whole... I don't care about the... I mean, the movie's going to be amazing, but I just want to watch that interaction 1,000 times.
So then, of course, he goes to kick me in the face, and his fucking shoelaces go So technically, he didn't kick me in the face, but it was that close. But now we're best friends.
Do you hang out with Jean-Claude Van Damme? Would you just text him a picture?
I hung out for a month in Puerto Rico in the jungles with Jean-Claude Van Damme. But now I have not heard from him.
Phil's getting no texts.
Where's Phil's number?
Rich, you're in a crazy sounding movie called The Giant Mechanical Man.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's from a couple years ago, Doug, but it's a movie that was with Jenna Fischer and Chris Messina, and it's about one of those street performers that, the guys that paint themselves silver and they're on stilts and they sort of stand still until you put a thing in there and then they move like a robot, basically. And
Whoa. Those are people?
This is going to be bad.
Not all of them. This guy is. This one at least. But,
and it's what is it? A kind of a family movie?
Yeah, it's a romantic fest, romance, funny town, sort of more romance.
All right,
yeah.
I'm gonna watch and get back to everybody.
Yeah, let me know where you stick it. Genre wise, on that movie in particular.
Rich, put that movie up your ass.
JCVD. I'm gonna yell JCVD at random times all throughout this podcast. JCVD.
Let me ask you this. Would it be bad if I started wearing a JCVD hat?
It would be amazing.
No, it'd be great because you have a great story ready to go. When people say, why are you wearing that hat? I mean, you wouldn't give it to you? And you go, no, I just got it for myself. It'd be kind of weird.
I wonder if he gets a portion of that money.
For the hat that he wears?
Yeah, I wonder if he gets residuals on his own hat. The one on his head.
Someone should explain the math of that to him, that if he keeps buying the hats, even though he's getting residual checks, it doesn't work out in the end.
Right.
JCVD. There are What Would JCVD Do shirts, right?
Yeah, I saw that.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Ben, You're in something called Better Living Through Chemistry?
Yeah, that's coming out a little bit. We made that like a year ago. Sam Rockwell, Olivia Wilde, Ray Liotta, and I have a smaller role in that than those guys.
Who says
you look
more,
like you're reading that.
Who says more words, you or Sam Rockwell?
Oh, I'm being an idiot. Sam Rockwell says all the words, and I say, "What's up, man?" So probably Sam.
I enjoyed your work in Runner Runner on a plane recently.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it all the way through.
I just watched it a day ago.
I liked it, and the timing's so funny, though, because it was just ahead of Wolf of Wall Street and American Hustle, but about the same thing.
There's a very funny, quick little personal story. I didn't write it at all. I was in it, right, and I had a beard when I shot it, and then we finished my scenes, and then I went to shoot a TV show that I do, so I was clean shaven, and they go, we need to have a pickup, so we need you to come back. I was like, yeah, I don't have a beard anymore. And they're like, don't worry about it. We're going to give you a flawless beard. So now, if anybody watches this movie, you will see the first scenes that I'm in compared to the second scenes where I can't open my mouth all the way. It's like, and you have that, my friend and I, Josh, always say that there's this beard laugh that whenever you're wearing a fake beard, your laugh becomes, ha 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 ha. So like my whole thing becomes very weird, but in that movie, yeah.
Flawless.
But Justin Timberlake was very, very nice and kind, and that's all my scenes were with
he's
that guy.
He's too talented. It's just stupid.
He's incredibly, incredibly talented.
Why is he in a movie like that? Go sing and dance somewhere.
I do a show here where I get like improvisers and mix them up with people who've never done improv before, and every now and then I like reach for the stars, and I tried to get him to do it. He's like, oh, so sorry, man. I'm touring the world. He was really nice. He's like, oh, no, I have a show, and I looked up online. He's literally touring the world. I was like, right.
I'm in my golden blimp.
Have you guys been to the movies lately? Rich, do you get to go to the movies between your TV sched and your family and whatnot?
No, not much. But I did see over the holiday break, I saw American Hustle.
Yeah.
Which I really liked.
Can I opine on that? No.
No?
I won't.
No,
I'm not going to let myself do it.
Are you unhappy that Rich saw it, or you have an opinion?
I'm not going to
opine on the fact that I saw it.
Promise myself when I pulled out of my driveway, I wouldn't talk about that movie.
I mean, I had a
Let's
talk
keep the
with
podcast
somebody,
going, guys.
Somebody the other day called me an idiot for liking it and laid out all the reasons why. So, are you one of those
You're an
people?
Idiot for liking
literally
it.
Literally called me.
I
an
think
idiot.
That's a little harsh.
It's got a lot of pretty colors,
but it's in that family.
No. I mean, I'm sure it's fine.
Oh. I liked it. I didn't go crazy for it. I think this run of awards is just sort of like a sea change because it's so fresh. You know, it just came out.
Did anyone see Mud? Why isn't
Mud is amazing?
Why
is
Mud getting
Mud was totally great. Blown
I think
away,
Matthew McConaughey's got best actor locked up. The last five things he's been in were award-worthy performances.
He was
and now
so
he's on that fucking detective
True
thing.
True Detective, dude.
Which is
Have
supposed to be amazing.
That?
No, but the previews are great.
Good. It's
he's
fucking,
great in everything, man. He's so good in Mud. I thought he was going to get nominated
I can't
for
believe
Mud.
That movie, yeah.
Is there any other actor who's as good and yet as given shit every time they do anything? That whole all right thing that the second he like enters a room and the whole room's like, all right.
Yeah, but he said it when he won the award. The
I know
first thing he said was, all right.
I don't think he's
then
in
he
on it.
Then he thanked his kid, Mr. Stone.
I don't think he's in on it, though.
He's a character. He really is. But I think that's why he's so good at playing all these different kinds of roles, because he's just nutty.
Yeah.
Have you seen Her?
If Matthew McConaughey walked in here right now and no one was going to tell anyone else, would someone in this room suck his dick? Seriously. Would
guy or girl.
Room, anyone. Is there
sure
anyone?
Some people would.
Well, we don't know that. No one said that they would. If it wouldn't get out, would someone like? And we weren't like we're not gonna film it and like get off on it. Like you did it.
No
it
tweeting, like, no Instagram.
Yeah.
Clean.
Yeah.
No Pinterest. Just clean slate.
I can't see, but it
you're gonna have
like,
to make an audible noise because the sound.
I
is
see
off.
Some knowing glances, but I can't tell if anyone. I'm sure some podcast listeners are like, oh, I wish I was there. I would do that.
They're just yelling. They're on the subway. Woo! Oh, I'm sorry.
I would totally suck Matthew McConaughey's dick.
Anybody? Oh, this podcast only exists in my ears.
Do you think someone...
I don't get
someone,
it. I don't know why. No one here will suck his dick.
No, someone will.
Someone
countdown from three.
Someone tip John Cod Van
what if
Damme.
He, what if for the story, guys.
What if he's listening to this podcast and he God. Gets depressed because no one said, like, I won!
He would be so pissed. What if every time Matthew McConaughey comes, the little hole in his penis goes, all right, all right, all right. If we're in this magical what if world. His penis sounds like an old man.
Have you been to the movies, Ben?
I watched a bunch of screeners, and watched many. I got bronchitis, so I went through everything. I tried to see everything.
I thought it was such a good year for best actor type performances that, you know, it's pretty amazing that Hanks for Captain Phillips and even more so Joaquin Phoenix for Her.
My God, I thought Joaquin Phoenix was amazing. And yeah, by the way, I thought Amy Adams was amazing in Her.
Yes.
But even more, that if you want to talk about Tom Hanks, I like Captain Phillips, but without spoiling it, the last scene that Tom Hanks does in Captain Phillips is one of the most, no, I'm not going to say what it is, is one of the most extraordinary acting
It's amazing.
Things.
They kind of show a little bit of it in the commercials because they were trying to help get a nomination,
not,
you know, because it is this heavy.
It's unbelievable.
I have not seen it, and everyone's like, just see it for the last scene. Like, now I really want to see
it's
it.
Good, but that last scene is like extraordinary. I think he's one of my favorite actors of all time. I love him.
I bet I could do a better last scene.
Man, Rob, you don't even know what it is, dude. You don't even know what the scene is.
I don't
is.
Need to know. That's how confident
really?
I am. I just pointed at a random guy in the
Explain
audience.
Explain it for the podcast. Explain it. They can't see it.
And he fucking
Rob is doing visual gag. Rob has a box of props back here for everybody listening.
Man,
to the
look at this funny face I'm making.
Have any of you guys seen Bronies?
What is it?
I started to watch it, I really didn't like the way it was directed. That was my problem. Like, oh, this is not well done.
Oh no, the very first sequence, for some reason, it's lots of close-up interviews of
It looked like Best Week Ever. It totally looked like Best Week Ever.
Yeah, and the sound is weird. It's like kind of a hollow sound. But get past that because it gets technically it gets better, good, but also good. It's just
what's the title?
What is
it's
it?
It's called Bronies, and it's young men, but also girls. And older men, but just
so people who are
into My Little Pony. They're really into My Little Pony.
People who are strangely.
But the movie is called Bronies. It's a documentary about.
Yeah, that's what they call themselves.
This fanatical fan base of it is really good. I mean, it's bronies. Interesting. It's just like Bronies is like, but that's a whole thing. It's like.
There's
a sexual undercurrent to
it. Right?
There is, but at one point in the movie, they talk about some studies that have been done on these kids that love this shit, and there's actually mostly heterosexual and.
But I thought that like it was just sort of like fetish, like fucking a pony. Like I sort
no,
of
no,
see
no,
like
no, because it's because the kids that fall in love with it are like 13,
who here would
14
fuck a pony
years old.
If it wouldn't get out at all, and a really good looking cartoon pony came in here. Who would fuck that pony?
Everyone is raising their
audible,
hands.
Audible. Let's hear
I see
some
knowing
else.
Glances.
Okay.
LA crowds are so reserved. I also just called 100 people a crowd.
Man, this massive gathering.
This amphitheater and nobody will fuck McConaughey on a pink donkey.
Did you see are we am I fucking up by just talking about other
You're doing great, Hubel.
You've been doing so good, but it's time to
Okay. Have you seen The Woman Who Wasn't There?
No.
This guy gave me the thumbs up again. I just look at him.
God,
explain it for the podcast.
All right, sure. To the podcast, Rob's best friend is to his right. And so every time Rob points to his right, he gets a sweet thumbs up and a sweet-looking smile from a nice man.
Watch this documentary on Netflix called The Woman Who Wasn't There. It's about a woman who said she was in the Twin Towers on 9/11 and became the head of, like, the Twin Towers, like... you know, support group where everyone was like, yeah, I survived. And she was like the president of it for like the last 10 years. And that's all I'm going to say.
I feel like the title kind of completes the...
Turns out it was totally true.
And then you turn it off.
I was really hoping it was about invisibility.
A documentary on invisibility.
In a way it is.
Because that movie Invisible Woman that's out now is also not about invisibility.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
Invisible Woman.
It's all emotional shit. Does anyone hunger or ender for games?
means he's going to play again.
Gentlemen, the folks, even though they didn't raise their hand for all the sucking and fucking, they did bring some name tags. So they do like to participate. And if each of you could just go out in the audience and select who the name tag you'd like to play for and bring it back to your seat.
The production value on these.
And while you do
explain
that.
Explain it to the podcasters.
While you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. And we're back. Who are you guys playing for? Rob, let's start with you. Let me get a vine of this, man.
I'm playing for the DVD of We Need to Talk About Kevin. Starring you.
I'm not Kevin. That picture is perfect for it, though. Just be like, oh! I heard you wanted to talk.
Kevin's not here right now.
Oh, is that Tilda Swinton?
That's David Bowie.
Oh.
More visual jokes you're not getting. Stupid podcast listeners.
Man, you're killing them today, Hubel.
Ben Schwartz, who are you playing for?
You got to help me out. There's 75 balls in here. Which one? Who am I playing for?
Giovanni.
Giovanni, baby. Nobody.
No response. No response.
Well, there's 1,000 names on this.
Okay, settle down.
It's my fault.
They all have movies that have balls in the...
Schindler's List? No, I'm kidding. It doesn't say Schindler's
List. Give us a real example.
This one says Dodgeball.
Yeah.
This one says Hardball.
Uh-huh.
This one says Spaceball.
I get it.
This one says Basketball. No. Love and Basketball. This one says the red balloon. Technically a balloon. This one says Dragon Ball Z. This one says stick into the oldies. Nope. This
what?
One says Strictly Ballroom. And there's like 75 more.
All right. And what's her name?
Giovanni.
Giovanni.
Oh, Giovanni. That's right.
Thank you, Giovanni.
All right. Who are you playing for, Rich?
I have a pop-up display of Coming to America. Now, is it Marika or Marika? Marika. Okay. So Coming to America with an amazing drawing. It is Hakim, right, in the movie? That's his character name? Is that right? What's it? You think so? Why would you choose
it
this?
It is Hakim. It is Hakim.
It is Hakim. It's really a beautiful rendering of the New York City skyline with some McDowell's in the background. It's lovely.
Fuck you, podcast listener.
What an amazing visual.
He described it.
It was good. I think he did great.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Look outside. There's fireworks. Awesome.
That is pretty great.
I could just listen to fireworks. That'd be all right.
Vietnam, Vietnam.
Oh, no, those aren't. You don't know what fireworks are. Do some fireworks for me. Do a sound effect of firework.
Mow, mow, mow.
That's a gun and it's some racist thing.
A fucking, my country is the only thing.
That's guns and explosions and stuff.
It's fireworks, bro.
Nope.
Of course, I didn't bother to decide who should go first tonight. Which one of you guys should go first tonight?
So, Rich.
Okay.
Yep. Agreed.
First time on the main show.
It's true.
Hey!
I'm very nervous about this.
He was on the 12 Guests of Christmas, though, and that did a great job on that show. And all right, so we'll let you pick a category, and then we'll go to Rob, and then over to Ben.
Just to recap for the listener, it's going to go
Rich,
then Rob,
uh-huh.
And then Ben.
Okay.
Just relax.
I got it.
We got this.
Could you recap it for me?
Just relax.
All right. At Not Tiernan suggested Anchorman 2, and that's sequels that take place on a boat.
Ooh.
Sequels with scenes on a boat.
Wow.
At KCNPRL suggested Sober January, and that's movies with January Jones or sobriety.
And how many movies are there with January Jones?
She's done a few. Yeah, but so that might be
Let's keep the podcast going. Let's keep it going.
At cock underscore bobber suggested...
Cock bobber suggested
marijuana. Marijuana. And that's movies where Meryl Streep smokes weed. Marijuana. Which one of those would you like to play, Rich?
I think I'm going to have to go with Sober January.
Yeah, you are.
All right, it's got January Jones, your co-star from Mad Men.
And your drinking problem?
I would question your pronunciation of his show.
Mad Men?
Mad Men? Yeah, I don't think it's... I think the accent is more on the first word.
Oh, really? Yeah, Mad Men?
Or is it like is it like a Jewish guy's last name and it's just Madman?
Yeah. Artie Madman.
Madman.
2.5 stars from Leonard for this movie that's got January Jones, and here are some clues if I can pull something out that doesn't give too much away. It says a couple of newcomers in this film score, while a veteran seems miscast.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wasn't bad.
Do we have a year on that?
The year is 2011.
Ooh.
And January Jones is in it. And Leonard also says a couple of amusing surprise cameos.
Thank you.
Will please.
Shit.
They're pleasers. Mm-hmm. And he lists... about 16 names?
16 names? Okay.
17 names, I apologize.
Oh, great.
17. To put your hands together.
I will... I think I know the gist of the title, but I don't think I have the full thing. God damn it. I'll go 10 names.
Okay, so
it's a very high number, Rich.
Jeez. Well, I can name that movie right now.
What?
But no, I'm not going to.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a good way to play it.
We got time to play.
He didn't do it, did he?
He better not have done it.
Motherfucker did
it. Better not have
done
it. If you did it, I can't even fucking look at you. I fucking did that.
Thumbs up. Anyone?
I can name it in six names.
Six names, he says, Ben.
I can do it in five names.
I'm going to have to say name that movie. But
give me five names and watch me go.
Okay. Here's your five names. I hope I can pronounce some of them.
Oh, well, now I got no shot.
Michael Ironside, I think it's pronounced.
Sounds right.
That's not a character name.
Ray Wise? Is that how you say it? No, here's the one that I never knew how to pronounce this guy's name. Raid, R-A-D-E, or Rod.
Okay.
Serbeja?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Sure.
He works all the time.
He's a dear, dear friend.
S-H-E-B-E-D-G-I-A.
Shaba! Sorry.
Matt Craven, I know how to pronounce that. And Zoe Kravitz.
Is it X-Men? Oh, shit. X-Men Days of... What is it? X-Men Days of Future Past or something? Oh, no. X-Men Now We're All Nazis. Isn't it X-Men... It's the new X-Men. X-Men... I have to have the whole title. Days of Future Past or what is it? Days... No, X-Men...
It's not the one that's not out yet.
Right. So X-Men Origins... X-Men. I'm thinking about comic books.
Is there a question mark in the title?
How many tries does he get?
Well,
he only gets the one, but I'm
like, oh, okay,
like,
I got
so
it. Here it comes.
Oh.
Here it comes.
Okay.
X-Men First Class.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Don't. Fine. Fucking do it, man. I don't care.
Double thumbs up. Double thumbs up.
Give me don't three care. Thumbs. Give don't me three care. Thumbs. That's it. Four thumbs. Whole front row. Give me the whole front row.
You
will.
Well, all the way around. Let's get the whole front row. Got the whole
Everyone's going to hold out?
Everyone.
Thank you.
Jesus.
You just gave a thumbs up to a man who took 16 tries to get a movie he already knew. Got the whole crowd involved, guys.
And we finally got our answer to the Matthew McConaughey thing. Everyone will participate if asked the right thing.
Thank you, Doug, for letting me go and figure it out.
Yeah, I don't know if that was particularly fair, but I felt bad for you because you were you knew exactly what it was, but you
Kravitz, Zoe Kravitz,
that other stuff. Yeah, right. She's the one that could fly.
Wait, what was it? Was First Class?
Yeah.
I knew the X-Men part. I didn't know the First Class, so I wasn't going to go for it, Ben.
All right. Well, we'll grudgingly give the point to Ben.
Will we? All right.
I never win. Don't worry. I'll screw it up in a minute. Never win.
And
I always win this fucking game.
Jesus, Hubel.
Have you ever won this game?
No.
Okay. You get to go first this time, Rob. You get to pick the category.
Thank you, Doug.
Would you like, as suggested by Dave Dollar on Twitter, he said, turn over a new leaf. And that's movies, it's Joaquin Phoenix movies when he went by the name Leaf Phoenix.
Awesome.
So that was back when he was a child. The Spectacular Now, that's movies that are in theaters now that have gotten more than 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. Ooh. Or at Hasty Infection suggested Getting Doug, and that's movies that have the word high in the title. The word high in the title. More than you'd think.
Let's do Spectacular Now.
Okay. This movie, it's in theaters now.
By the way, everyone's going to hate me in like 30 seconds.
And be like, oh, you're the fucking, you don't fucking know that, you pussy. Oh,
I thought you just farted or something.
It's a slow roll.
You guys are going to hate me in 30 seconds.
Leonard calls this movie ingenious.
Oh.
Oh.
Two nerds on this side.
Ooh, I want to see it.
But he says that that the people who made this movie dropped the ball. Yeah. They dropped a tennis ball with the word ball written on it. Or ballroom. And Leonard lists a whopping 5 names.
Ooh.
From the cast.
Wait, that is the whole clue that I'm going to get? Is that he said it was ingenious, but they dropped the ball?
Yes. Think which movie that's out now, in theaters now, got 80% or better on Rotten Tomatoes, and is those two other things.
It's currently in theaters.
Like every movie, Doug.
There are a lot of ball droppers out there.
I can name it in 6 names.
Like, could you believe the ending to 12 Years a Slave? What was that shit about?
That's what happened, Doug.
Oh, okay.
I'll say. Oh, is it Rich or me? Rich.
It's Rich. Yeah.
Sorry.
Wait, how many names did he list? You listed 5, right?
You took all 5, right?
I said 6.
He wants you to invent somebody.
I'd love to take 5.
Say the right number.
What did you say? Did you say he
5
lists
names?
Oh, 5.
Okay, he says 5.
I guess I'm gonna go 4.
I'll go 3 just for fun. I never win anyway.
Name that movie.
Watch me.
Name that fucking movie.
It's out right now, correct?
Uh-huh.
I can go to the Cineplex and watch
it. He's getting 3 out of 5 names, Rob.
I want you
to say the
names. There's
like 5 fucking speaking roles in this movie of any value, and he's getting 3 of them.
I mean, before you even start, my assumption is gravity, but keep going. Let's see what goes.
Scarlett Johansson.
Oh,
you're done.
Yeah.
You're done.
Do I even
Olivia Wilde and Rooney Mara.
It's going to be her, the movie I just talked about.
That's right. And you just won the whole shebangy.
Whoa.
What?
That's
we
the whole
won
thing?
By the way, I lied. I win every fucking time. No, I don't know if I've ever won. I don't know if I've ever won.
I thought that was going to be some movie I didn't know shit about.
Giovanni, let's play it. We did it.
I know Rich Sommer brought the Walking Dead board game. I know you love board games from seeing you on Podcastathon.
It's true.
Speak of them. So since you're here, since that it got wrapped up so quickly, do you want to quickly play one more game?
Yeah, I would love to.
Let's play Last Man Standing, a.k.a. Seth Rogen game.
Yes.
I'm going to play two. We've only got a few minutes, but I think it'll be fun to throw this in here. We need an audience member. Jordan, I've never asked you. Baseball Jordan. Who would you like to see? What name would you like to see us use?
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy. I like it.
Yikes.
All right. So we take turns. Ben, since you're our big winner, you'll go first, and then we'll go to Rob, then me, then Rich. Just name any Eddie Murphy movie, and if you can't think of one, you're out.
Oh, okay,
here
great.
We go.
Coming to America.
Correct.
Meet Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, okay. Beverly Hills Cop 2.
I'll do a Beverly Hills Cop 3.
Mm. Trading
sure,
Places.
Sure you will. Okay.
Raw.
Ooh, that counts. That's smart.
That's a good one. 1,000 words.
Nicely done.
Pluto Nash.
Yeah.
What is it? Adventures of Pluto Nash?
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
What's the matter? The audience wants the full.
Make you mad?
I think you're right about Adventures of.
I believe that's right.
The Nutty Professor. The remake with Eddie Murphy.
Not the original with Jerry Lewis?
Not the one with Jerry Lewis.
Okay.
Rob.
The other Nutty Professor that came right after that Nutty Professor.
Rob just slammed his skull into the back wall, by the way, for the podcast listeners.
That explains that answer. You want to try one more time?
But you will notice that that's how Kennedy was killed, too.
Shit.
The Nutty Professor right after his Nutty Professor.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not the name of the movie.
Nutty Professor 2. I have to say the whole thing?
You have to say just the name of the movie.
Can I just change it then if I have to say Nutty Professor 2, fucking electric escape from, the rainbow or whatever? I don't.
It's not anything that ridiculous, but you can change your
okay,
answer.
Okay, 48 hours.
Okay. Nutty Professor 2, the clubs.
Is that true?
I'm going to go with Shrek.
Oh,
Shrek 2. Let's keep this ball rolling.
Wait, it's not just Shrek 2. It's Shrek 2 something something something.
I think just it's Shrek just
2. Shut the fuck up!
Can't even look at you all.
You're mine now.
Where are we at?
Shrek 2.
What happened? Oh, Rob?
Delirious.
Ooh. Okay. Dreamgirls.
Oh, there goes my special one.
Yeah. I got to think for just a sec, guys, so you can just do what you want. But
okay. I don't think there's time to be
you
thinking.
Get 3 seconds, yeah.
3 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
starting in 3 seconds.
Oh, okay, you got 3 seconds.
Sounds,
seconds
a, sounds a lot like seconds. 6 seconds.
Or you can freeze time if you want.
Oh!
Like Small Wonder?
Yeah.
I don't know. He played a lot of parts in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that'll work.
I don't know. Was there a?
Are you out?
No. Was there a Beverly Hills Cop 4? I'll try that.
I don't they're trying to.
No,
right
I think
now.
They're trying to get it going.
It.
All right. But they'll probably give it more title than that. But thank you for playing.
I think there's a sequel we haven't said, but I want to use my special one just yet that I don't think anybody else would say.
Okay.
But
so say something.
I will. Life.
Oh.
Oh, that's a good one.
That wasn't the sequel one.
You were talking about Raw 2?
Raw 2. Go to a fucking doctor.
Rob.
Another 48
yeah,
hours.
That's what I was thinking. Hey! That is, right?
Fucking shit.
Fuck.
I
now
I
don't
start thinking.
Meet Dave.
You fucking ass.
Oh, ben? And then out of the blue, Norbert up here. Norbert. Oh!
Good call. Good call.
I'm in Norbert.
Are you really? Are you really?
Yes.
Did
it's not Norbert. It's Norbit.
Norbit. Norbit. I corrected myself.
Fucking shit.
Did you have a scene with Eddie Murphy?
Fuck no.
Oh.
Wait. I have a good one. It's the one with like the little emperor guy.
No, with Doug and I know that one.
I hope it's called.
Thank you.
I hope it's called The Little Emperor.
That's a Disney movie.
Wait.
You're
wait.
Out.
He got 3 seconds.
Okay. Three.
Okay.
Two.
Little Chinese boy.
Oh, you used those 3 seconds very well.
Is that what it was? Was it a little Chinese boy?
No, but I will take that one. It's the golden child.
It is the golden child.
Okay, Ben, what do you got?
The movie he did with Steve Martin where he played a nerd, which is called...
Oh, right. I wish you knew it right off the top of your head because you've got 3 seconds. Don't yell it out, audience.
God, why am I trying to say Bukkake for some reason?
That's strangely
very close.
All right, you know what? I'm gonna go for this then. I'm gonna go Shrek 2.
We already did Shrek 2.
Oh, right, I'm sorry, Shrek 3.
That had a thing on it, right? What was it? Happily.
Oh, Happily Ever After?
Why are you giving it to him?
No, he's out. He's done.
Shrek the third,
that fucker.
That's how I lose?
Yeah.
I said Shrek 3. The answer is Shrek the third.
You got it wrong.
Oh, what is that movie?
And then I still come at you with The Vampire in Brooklyn and
what's the Steve Martin one?
Best Defense.
Bukkake.
What's Boomerang?
Boomerang is when I love that movie also. When he was disgusted by women's toes if they were shitty.
Harlem Nights.
Harlem Nights is a great movie.
So you had that.
Daddy Daycare. Oh,
God.
Fucking Daddy.
Haunted Mansion. He said fucking Haunted Mansion. Goddamn Haunted Mansion.
How could I not know Norbit?
That was fantastic.
I should be banned.
Rich, is there a shithead on the back
there
of that?
There sure is.
Lovely...
Says do not read. I'll pass
yeah,
it your
okay.
way.
Yeah, okay. Pass it on down here so I'll get both of those collected. And what's going on, Rich? What's your plug? What can people look for?
I don't have much but the show, the Mad Men Comedy Hour, which will be back in April 13th. We'll be back with our seventh and final season.
I don't have much. Just Mad Men.
Just a show that gets nominated every
just
year
the
for
best
everything.
Show.
I didn't mean it. Also, I was in a movie a few years ago called The Giant Mechanical Man that you can check out on Netflix.
Check it out.
Ben, what's going on?
I'm on a TV show called House of Lies, mm-hmm. which is on right now. Oh, God, I hope you guys watch it, which is very important to me. But even more important is I produced a comedy special at this theater called House of Lies Live. Woo! Nice, which is one of the first times ever long-form improv has been on television. And so if you guys can watch it and check it out, I'm hoping enough people care about it that they'll let me make a TV show out of it. So let's hope that people watch it. House of Lies Live, it's on Showtime. It's already aired, so Showtime On Demand, Showtime Anytime. And you could watch it on the internet at rejectedjokes.com.
All right.
Steak and lunch for
dinner. Rob?
JCVD, February 7th. Welcome to the jungle.
Oh, God, I can't wait for that.
Dude, Benson, film. Movie interruption of Twilight New Moon at SF Sketchfest in San Francisco on February 8th at 4:20. Go to sfsketchfest.com for tickets. Thank you to my guests, Rich Sommer, Ben Schwartz, Rob Hubel. Ben, you're welcome to come back next week as the winner if you want. We'll talk about it. You don't have to commit on mic, but you can come back if you want. And as always, Vladimir Putin is a shithead, and Downton Abbey is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another cocky. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.